Class 3, Subject, Geography, Chapter 12, Topic, Our Means of Communication. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. Today we will study about communication. What is communication? Communication is exchanging information that is sending or receiving messages from one place, person or group to another. We often have friends and relatives living in far-off places. It is not always possible to visit them. We love to send or receive messages from them. It is called communication. Now, how do we communicate with our friends and relatives at distant places? We communicate with them by writing letters on postcards, inland letters, or in an envelope. To do this, we must write the complete address on every letter neatly. The PIN code of the city should be written in the space provided. The letter takes 1 to 2 days to reach its destination. Urgent letters are sent through speed post or by courier service. Nowadays, there are various ways of communicating with our friends and loved ones, like using telephones, small phones, that is mobile, or the cellular phones. We can even send short messages, that is SMS, or pictures on this phone. Telephone is the fastest means of communication. It links most of the towns and the villages in our country. Direct calls can be made on STD and ISD to many countries and cities all over the world. Newspapers, radio, television help us to communicate with many people at the same time. Therefore, they are called means of mass communication. Newspapers carry messages throughout the country and in other parts of the world in 24 hours. Television is a very popular means of communication. Even those who cannot read or write can listen to the radio or watch the television. It is the best means of communication and entertainment these days. Communication satellites have made communication faster. While sitting in our homes, we can watch a cricket match being played in any part of the world. Fax, email, and internet are modern means of communication. By using fax machine, a letter can reach any part of the world in just a few minutes. With the help of an internet, we can get information as and when we want on the computer. And email carries messages from one computer to another, anywhere in the world in just a few seconds. So children, I hope you have understood the chapter. With this, we come to the end of discussing Chapter 12 in Geography.